Welcome back to Keep Going Cat Podcast. This episode, we are going to be talking about what to do when you have just been feeling off, how important bounce back is, and some simple tricks that I use to get back on track when I'm just not feeling like it. I've been thinking a lot recently about the feeling that people have when you've just been off of your routine. It can come wrapped in this like funky ball of shame and regret and feeling icky and not feeling like yourself. And it can feel like impossible to get out of this sticky place of not feeling like yourself, not feeling energized to work out, eating like crap, and just feeling very stuck. And I have felt like this. I feel like all of my clients come to me and they feel like this. And I want to give you some actionable things that you can do to just shake off the funk and get back into your routine. When you're feeling like this and you're ready to begin again, the last thing that I want you to do is waste time guilting yourself, beating yourself up for the past, because there's literally nothing that you can do to go back and change the past. You can't time travel. You can't go and undo anything that happened during the last few weeks, months, years, decade. There's literally nothing you can do. So before you head into your journey carrying all of that guilt, I just want you to let it go. Release the guilt. Release any shame that you might have about how you were coping. Like when you're going through a really tough time and you cope and you survive that time, you can't give yourself any grief about what you had to do to survive. So that's where I want you to begin this. If you have shame or guilt, frustration with yourself, just let that shit go. It's going to hold you back and it's going to keep you exactly where you are. I also want you to spend some time just meditating on your why. Why do you want to make a change? Is it because you want to feel a certain way? You want to be healthier for your kids? Why do you want to make a change? If you can get super clear on that why, I talked to a client recently and her why was to get out of the pre-diabetic zone. She wanted to have a long, vital life for her kids and someday for her grandkids. That why is so much deeper seated than a vacation or being ready for a wedding. And while those types of events can be really helpful to like give you a little push in the meantime, the why has to be deeper seated. When you have that why front and center and super clear, it is so much easier to stay on track and stay motivated. My why will always be to be a healthy example for my kids, but then now it's gone beyond that to be healthy for myself so I can feel vital and healthy for them in the long run. I do know that when people have made a major transformation and then gained weight back, it can feel really frustrating beginning again. But what I say is now you have proof of concept. Now you know that you are capable of making those changes because you've done it before. So instead of guilting yourself for slipping back into old habits, rituals, and routines, praise yourself for the ability to have done it before. You have proof of concept. You know you are capable of making those changes. Now it's up to you to get into it and get it started. And so many people get caught up just looking back and going, why did I do that? Why did I let myself go? How did I let it get this bad? Where instead, I would be focusing on what are the actions and steps I can take today that are going to get me closer to where I want to be. Because that's a mistake. That's a misconception about making a transformation, is that people think it has to be this big, dramatic action, like starting Monday, no carbs, no alcohol, no sugar, working out 6 days a week. It has to be extreme. When the people that you see that make the most insane transformations, it's a lot of little daily steps. It's the small habits, the little rituals that they have in place that have allowed them to get to that greater place. So I think that people get overwhelmed with beginning again because they're looking at everything as a whole, not realizing that just simply filling their water bottle today, just simply getting the workout in today, just simply making better food decisions today are going to get them to where they want to be tomorrow. And so those little decisions that you make create your life. And so if we can stop focusing on the 100 decisions that are going to get us there, but just the few that are in front of us, it's so much less overwhelming and you're way more likely to stay consistent because you're breaking it up into little bite-sized pieces. And making a change can feel pretty uncomfortable, especially when some of the habits that you've slipped into are because they're comfortable. And it's never a good feeling to look at yourself and go, wow, I'm in my comfort zone. And as a result of that, I feel like crap. Nobody likes that feeling. It doesn't feel good to look at yourself and go, maybe my habits aren't adding up to what I want my life to be. But if you get stuck there in looking at yourself objectively, seeing the changes that need to be made, and you're just stuck in the criticizing loop of like, what is wrong with me? I can never make these changes. And you're stuck there instead of looking at what are the ways that I can support myself in making this change? What are small little actions that I can take today that are going to get me to where I want to be tomorrow? It's so easy to just be stuck in the criticism part instead of going into the planning and the actionable part. So if you're like, okay, I'm tired of this freaking pity party, I'm ready to make this change, your next step should be identifying what are a few actions that you can take today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not at the start of the new month or the new year, today. What are those small changes? And like that can literally be as simple as deciding to take a walk after dinner, filling your water bottles before work, studying whatever the catered lunch is going to be. Like some of these things that feel like these huge obstacles really are not that big of a deal. They're just small choices that you have to make. But it's because we're making so many decisions all day long that it's easy for us to default to what is comfortable. So when you are making this change at first, get okay with being slightly uncomfortable because you are stepping out of your normal rituals and your normal habits, and that might feel a little awkward at first, but that is going to be required for you to make that change. Nothing grows within your comfort zone. You have to get out of that in order to see the changes. And as you begin again, as you re-enter your journey, get okay with making mistakes, screwing up, slipping up, having things throw you off that are going to be out of your control. If you can increase your bounce back rate, meaning when you get thrown off track, if you can just jump right back in, that is going to make such a massive change. Recently, I shared a newsletter breaking down that your weekends make up about 25% of the year, 28% even. I have to look at the exact stat. So if every single weekend, every holiday, you are thrown off, then it takes you a few days to get back on track. That is a huge segment of the year. So what I want you to do is not worry so much about making the mistakes and slipping up because it is bound to happen, but seeing how quickly you can recover. How quickly can you just get right back to your routine like nothing happened without any guilt? Because I tell people, a day or two off isn't going to kill you, but if every single week you're off for 2 days on the weekend, one day during the week gets thrown off because of work, one day gets thrown off because of a child, another day gets thrown off because you don't feel like it. Do you see a theme here? Your whole process is going to be off. So get okay with it being imperfect. Get okay with showing up on the days that you don't feel like it and focus on your bounce back rate. So I had a client recently, she had just literally back-to-back work trips, basically every week or every other week that we were working together. And she's like, oh my gosh, I feel like this is such a bad time for me to be doing this program. Like I'm traveling so much. And I'm like, actually, this is the perfect time for you to be doing this program because this is a part of your life. You have to travel for work. This is something that's going to be coming up. Let's learn how to navigate it. And for her, that meant making sure that she had her band with her while she was traveling so she could get a workout in. It was evaluating what were the lunches going to be like that were catered for work. What were the options around her? Like I suggested that she hit up a local grocery store and she could grab like a party tray of veggies or some healthier options to keep in her room. You can study the local menus of restaurants to get an idea of what your options are going to be. And you're making a lot of decisions ahead of time. So when she traveled, she already had some healthy options. She knew what her schedule was going to be like when she got back. And she planned to have groceries for pickup. So as soon as she got back into town, she knew what she needed, picked up her groceries, and she could get right back on track. So instead of looking at the things that throw you off and go, oh, well, I travel for work, so that throws me off. Or, oh, I work, you know, a busy work schedule that's unpredictable. Oh, that won't work for me. Why don't we identify small ways that we can support ourselves through the things that we know will throw us off? When you know the things that will throw you off and you can plan for them in advance, that is when you become unstoppable. Because you're identifying, this in the past has been something that threw me off. Now, instead of just surrendering to that, I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to go into these settings ready to crush it. A fresh start is always an option. And I don't even care if you have to take multiple fresh starts within a single day. But it's that fortitude and that tenacity and deciding, I'm going to make this change because it is worth it. And like we talked about at the beginning of this episode, the reason why your why is so important is because on the days that you don't feel like it, the why, the feeling of why is so much deeper seated than those short-term feelings. Because short-term feelings are what are going to make or break your long-term results. You're never going to feel motivated to work out. It's in general easier to make the convenience food. If you continuously pick what is easy and what is your default, you will stay the same. And maybe that's some tough love here, but if you want to make a change, you have to be the one to make it. In the space of achieving your goal and where you are now. So if right now you have found yourself in that icky, sticky place of feeling like crap, feeling stuck, and feeling off of your game, I want you to give yourself a permission slip to fucking shake it off. To begin again, without any guilt or shame, because you deserve that same fresh start. Imagine your best friend, your sister, a coworker, someone that you respect and love was telling you, I just suck so bad at staying on track. Like, why should I even bother? Life has been so busy. I've been so stressed out and I literally suck. I can't do anything. You would tell her like, no, life has just been really busy for you. Why don't you try again? Why don't I meet you to work out? Or why don't you, whatever. You would come up with all of these solutions. But when it's us, our nose is too close to the problem. It's like we're unable to step back and give ourselves that same grace. So I want you to show yourself the same grace that you would the other women in your life, the other people in your life that might be feeling like this, and honor the beauty of deciding to begin again. Just the fact that you are willing to begin again after trying and failing, that is powerful. There's some people that aren't even willing to begin again because they have already resolved that they can't. So give yourself the pat on the back of you just having that idea of possibility, because if we can kindle that and focus on hope and possibility, magic things can happen. If you are focused solely on, I suck, I can't do this. Yeah, you're probably right. It's like the podcast I recorded a couple weeks ago about the stories that you tell yourself, the stories you tell create your life. So if you do have that glimmer of hope of like, I really just feel like I need to start again. I hate feeling like this. Honor that. Step into that. let go of the shame, let go of the guilt, and begin again. One of my absolute favorite ways to get clients back on track is to plug them into my 90-day transformation. And it is incredible what happens when you give someone format and structure and steps to follow. Because most people I know aren't letting everything go in their life. You know, they're checking boxes, they're achieving in their careers, they're being great parents, and they're doing all of these other things. And they're like, what is wrong with me? Why can't I get it together and check this box? But there's a difference between doing the thing of working out and eating correctly and, you know, staying accountable. And there's another thing of figuring out all of those things and then doing them on top of them. So my goal is to give you boxes to check so you don't have to think about it. You're like, oh, there's a box I have to check, and you just go and do it. Like, when you have a program to follow, it can be very plug and play. So if you have been feeling off, absolutely join a fitness program. It is life-changing if you are in a program that is going to hold you accountable, that has good programming. I am absolutely obsessed with programming, and specifically programming for women. I specialize in helping women heal and correct their pelvic floor and their postpartum abdominal wall. If we can correct that area, so many women think that they have to lose belly fat, but really it's they need core correction. So I'm absolutely obsessed with that. And having a program to follow removes the added layer of work that it takes just to figure out what to do. Having accountability is such a game changer. So if you're like, I would love to join your program, Kat, but I'm unable financially to do so at the time, even just like getting into my Facebook group and putting it out there that you are starting a fitness journey, bringing community and accountability around you can be such a big game changer. Like, having that outside pressure and that obligation that you're like, I said I was going to do this thing, and now people are watching. Find community, find accountability, and follow a program. That is going to be the easiest way for you to get back on track and to stay on track. The other thing that I would absolutely do if you're in a funk and ready to begin again is take before photos. I know that feels counterintuitive. People are like, that's the last thing that I want to do. But when you take that before photo, it's like a real signal of, okay, we're getting back into this. And I tell people, take the photo and put it away, because it will never look like that again if you are doing the work and showing up. If you're saying and committing, I'm going to do this thing, and you put boxes in front of yourself to check, it can be really magical. Right now, we are currently enrolling for the spring and summer cohorts of the 90-day transformation. So if you are ready to jump in, this program is so incredible. I'm going to leave a link below in the show notes if you're ready to jump in. What I will tell you is my cohorts sell out very quickly. So I would not hesitate. Get a call booked with me. The consultation is completely free, and I give you some action steps so you can begin right away. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Keep Going Kat podcast. I hope you have an amazing day. Drink lots of water. I love you all. Bye.